I'm at the Holmes County Fair Harvest Ridge. I'm joined by Harley Madison. She's a high school graduate, actually, with the Buckeye Career Center, and she's showing a market goat, dairy market goat, and a turkey at this year's Holmes County Fair. Now, Harley, how's it feel to be a graduate showing animals this year?
It feels great. I don't have to worry about going back to school after this, and I can focus more on my animals.
Now, what does that mean as far as focusing on the animals? What do you have to do kind of working with your animals during the week?
I just walk my goats around, and I wash my turkey every day pretty much, and I just set my goat up and work with him so that he does good in the arena.
Now, what do you have to do to do well in the arena?
He has to brace well and set up profiles, which means like being between the judge and booking good for the judge, and walking around and just listening to my commands.
Now, do you have like a certain goal in mind this year for where you want to finish up?
So for my market goat, I want to get at least top two in the market division, and I just finished with showmanship, and I got top five for senior showman. I got fifth place.
That is awesome. Good job with that. You know, what other things do you like doing at the Holmes County Fair besides that?
I love to ride rides. I love to walk around with my family and look at the other animals as well.
Now, you mentioned you went to the Buckeye Career Center. What was that experience like for you getting to go to the Career Center?
It was so fun there. I had a lot of fun with my friends and learning about dental assisting, because that's the lab that I took. And it just makes me super excited for my future, because I want to have a dental career job in the future. I'm not sure what yet.
All right, Harley. Well, thanks for your time, and good luck to you this week.
Thank you.
And that is Harley Madison, a Buckeye Career Center graduate, showing a market goat and turkey at this year's Holmes County Fair. I'm Matt Corey, reporting for WKLM.